us for that. They keep making more laws in Congress. Every organization has laws. Every institution has laws. Every family has laws. Every city has laws. It just goes on and on and on. The church has laws. And we kind of say, you know, it gets to be a little bit much sometimes. I think we should live without laws. But just imagine this for a moment. Imagine a basketball game that they didn't have any rules or laws governing the sport. Can you imagine what that would look like? And what would be the goal of the game? I mean, what would be the purpose of the game? It would probably end up being a big brawl. And sometimes they do anyway, even with all the rules. But you look at that and you say, well, yeah, I guess there's a purpose. There's a purpose for all of this. And the idea is that it kind of safeguards the integrity of the game so that the game is still a game, a sport that you're supposed to enjoy and enjoy watching, enjoy playing and all that sort of thing, and nobody gets killed in the process. Or you can imagine, say, another sport, golf, with no rules. It would probably be, I mean, it's dangerous enough as it is, but can you imagine if there's no rules? How many strokes are you allowed to have? You know, and just go on and on and on. And say another thing, think about traffic. Supposing all of the rules are just taken away. You do whatever you want out there. Well, again, it's almost like it's happening already. But can you imagine? Who would be safe at all? Who would be crazy enough to even risk going onto a road where there's no rules? So it's the idea of it is to safeguard what we are, who we are, what we have, and to safeguard the treasure of what is truly there. You know, in the sacraments, I remember one time several years ago, we were registering and organizing for First Communion, and I was called to give the opening talk to just kind of talk to the parents about the importance of this preparation for First Communion. And of course, there's a process. You have to prepare. The sacraments are something sacred to us, and we try to preserve that. And so the idea of the preparation is to make sure that the young people or whoever it is preparing to receive the sacrament has some idea of what this is all about. And I remember one lady, she was kind of irritated about the whole thing. I don't know, she came home from work late and she had to get the kid there and probably didn't get any dinner and she was mad about everything. And she came up to me and she said, I don't understand why we need all this junk. I mean, it's just communion. So I said, obviously you have no understanding of the sacredness of what this is all about. Well, she left. She wasn't interested in hearing anything. But the idea is, and like all the sacraments, we do it for first confession, we do it for baptism. You know what? Baptism, and it brings us into the Christian life. It's something very, very secret to us. So you have to prepare so you have some understanding of what is happening, what this incorporation into Christ means, what it means to be a part of the body of Christ, what it means that, you know, that we don't just pour the water, but we also commit ourselves, and we teach the child, if it's a child, that there's need to grow with this. I mean, just because you poured the water doesn't mean that everything's taken care of. And same with all the sacraments. We do it with marriage. We do it with confirmation. There's a process. And the process is to make sure that we safeguard the sacredness of what we're doing. So all of these things. And God himself, he made all kinds of rules. He made the biggest plan in God's mind, I think, is that he wants all of us, all people, all of his human creation, he wants us all to be with him in eternity. That's what he wants for us. And he wants us to be able to live in harmony with people so that we're not constantly at war because I want this and you say, well, that's tough. I want something different. I don't care if it's a conflict with you. So God gives us these rules, basically, to safeguard us on this journey so that we can safely reach that goal, a perfect union with our God. And that's his purpose. That's his plan. So he gave the Old Testament people, he gave them the commandments. We still pretty much follow them, or at least they're there for us as a guide. Jesus gave us the great command, the greatest commandment, that you love God above all things, you love your neighbor as yourself, which covers all of the other commandments. And so law is pretty much a part of who we are. We can't live without it. Unfortunately, in today's world, everybody likes to create their own laws about religion. Oh, well, I'm sure God doesn't expect that of me, so I don't have to do that. Or in today's world, everybody's doing this, so I guess that's all right, so we don't need that law. Things like marriage, safeguarding the dignity, the stability of marriage, which society is built on. If you don't have marriage and family, you don't have society. So the laws that God gave to us are to safeguard that, to protect that, to make sure that it endures in spite of all the challenges that we face every day in this sacrament. So it's very important for us today as we think about some of these readings. You know, we can make laws that become stupid and foolish and useless, and they really have no purpose except to keep maintaining the ones who are making the crazy laws. That happens. So you can have all kinds of useless laws, things that don't make any sense at all, and people are expected to deserve them. Something like the chosen people were expected to do because their leader said, this is what you're supposed to do. And so they would try to follow those, and some of them became impossible. And that can happen to us also. But we need to safeguard what is sacred for us. What God has given to us, what he wants for us, we have to recognize that it is something, and it takes protection. And that's what law is supposed to do, to make sure that this sacred thing is preserved. And the most important thing, like you said, our plan, God's plan, is that we all be with him for all eternity. So whatever that plan involves, with the laws that he gave to us, how we get there, it's very important that we safeguard those. And even though sometimes we don't feel like it, we have to once in a while call ourselves back and say, but there's a good purpose. Let me once again rededicate myself to following what my God wants for me.